Now, Lee DeWise, the winner of the 9th season of American Idol, we understand on good authority, we've heard that you are going to be here in Worcester performing on our second annual Acoustic Christmas.
I'm excited about it. I'm really looking forward to doing all that stuff.
Now, Lee, tell us the truth now and shame the devil. How many people from your past have you called to rub it in that they were wrong? And in fact, you're a big recording artist superstar.
Actually, you know, I'm actually getting more calls than I'm calling other people. And my family's extended a little bit since I won. So
right.
I get a lot of people call me, you know, congratulations and all that kind of stuff. So it's cool. But I don't rub it in the face too much.
No one calling to ask to borrow money or anything like that yet?
I've had some weird calls for some different things, but, you know.
Give us the weirdest call, Lee. Give us the weirdest, strangest call that you've got.
Yeah, who was it? You don't have to say who it was from.
Someone called me. It's a job application I filled out a while ago. And they were completely, like, oblivious to the fact, which was totally cool.
Yeah.
But it was just funny, you know, and I was like, I don't think I want to be able to make it in for the interview, you know. So,
awesome.
Yeah, that was the best call I've got.
Was it a job at a paint store? Because we know you were working at a paint store before
No, it wasn't. It was not a paint store job. It was a job to work at a veterinarian's office. I got the call, and I was like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to be able to make the interview. But uh-huh. I appreciate it. And they're like, okay, well, let us know anything changes. I'm like, I will.
Lee DeWise, we're talking to Lee, the winner of the 9th season of American Idol. Lee is going to be performing at our second annual Acoustic Christmas. Now, we understand you're a big Scrabble player, Lee. Is that true?
That's very true. I'm big into Scrabble, yeah.
Steve loves Scrabble.
Here's what we're gonna have to do, Lee. We're going to have to get on the Facebook there and play some Scrabble. And then if I win, I get to sit in with the band at the big Christmas concert.
Absolutely, man. That's a deal.
Now, keep in mind.
Well, I mean, I'm excited to come back there and play and do all that stuff. And it's just, you know, to have a single out there now and have the album out November 16th, it's just, there's so much to look forward to. And I'm just, you know, glad I'm doing this.
The timing's perfect because our show is Sunday, December 5th, so the album will have just come out.
Right in time for the holidays. Now, Lee, do you have a specific goal in mind for your next professional achievement? Or is it just keep playing?
For me, I guess my goal is to really just represent the album well. You know, I mean, just to go out there and do all the live stuff and have a good time doing it, but also have, you know, I want a long career, too. This isn't something that I'm doing and, you know, I want to stop doing next year. You know, this is something I want to be doing for the rest of my life. So, for me, it's just kind of always setting the next goal. You know, it's never settling on what you've already done. It's kind of working towards what you want to do.
I love it.
Lee, what was the strangest part about the whole Idol experience?
The oddest part for me was, truthfully, I'm a pretty private guy, generally speaking. You know, I like to keep to myself a
sure.
lot. And,
yeah.
you know, I write my music, I perform, and that's kind of when I really like to, you know, just open up and express myself the best I can. But being in front of all those people all the time and just kind of exposing yourself like that was really kind of tricky for me at first. But yeah, I got used to it, you know, and I really learned how to, like, handle all that kind of stuff.
Well, Lee DeWise, we're so excited to be able to hang out with you on Sunday, December 5th at our big Acoustic Christmas show. And we're going to look forward to seeing you here in Worcester on that day.
Absolutely. It's going to be fun.
More with Jen and Steve in minutes on 104.5 XLO.
Hey, Brennan here, and I am on the phone with